Thomas Barfod featuring Nina Kay und das Stückchen November Skies, abgespielt vom 2012er Album Salt and Sea. Jetzt am 6.6. ist das zweite Album vom Who Made Who Drummer rausgekommen, das er solo veröffentlicht hat unter dem Titel Love Me. Auch auf diesem Album ist Nina Kay wieder zu hören. Wir werden ein bisschen darüber sprechen, was diese Frau so besonders macht. Wir werden aber auch über das Workaholic-Dasein von Thomas Barfod sprechen, denn er hört einfach nie auf zu arbeiten. Es sind schon EPs erschienen von ihm selber in diesem Jahr. Die Who Made Who-Platte Dreams ist rausgekommen in diesem Jahr und jetzt ist schon wieder eine LP fertig von ihm, wie er das alles unter einen Hut kriegt, den er übrigens heute auch trägt, das werden wir alles klären. Ich sage aber erstmal hallo und herzlich willkommen, Thomas Barfod. Hi.
Thank you so much.
Another compadre. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Cool. You come in from Copenhagen directly?
Straight from the airplane, yeah.
That sounds good to me. As I just told the audience, this year has been a super busy year for you already, although we're not even through the half of it. That's really crazy. You've been releasing the Pulsing EP with the song featuring Nina Kay on it and some few other tracks.
Yeah.
You've been releasing Dreams, the LP that you've done with Who Made Who this year with your band. And now the solo LP, Love Me, is out for a few weeks. Would you consider yourself a workaholic? Are you a guy who always has to work on something? Or can you sometimes relax and read a book and watch television or something? Or is it something that's possible for you?
I do chill out sometimes, okay. but I'm really a workaholic. But also, I don't see it as work. I see it as it's a big part of my life being what I am.
Yeah.
So it's not now, oh, no, I have to go to work now. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's more like, yeah, I have to make this thing I really love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't see it. I don't really, you know, when I go out for, you know, a tour in the weekend with Who Made Who or alone, I'm looking forward to it. It's not like, oh, no, I have to go on working again.
Yeah.
So I don't see this work. I'm just happy working a lot because it's cool. It makes my life fun.
Yeah. And I read that you once made a conscious decision to really concentrate on the music because you for a few years, you tried to do some administrative stuff and you tried to build up your own record company and do more stuff out of the office. But then you realized it's not for me. So then you went for the music again.
Yeah.
110%. And that's resulting in being a workaholic kind of.
Yeah. I think I realized that I made a consultancy firm with one of my friends that's in PR. We had a good customers like Carlsberg, the beer in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And I realized I could do it, but I wasn't as good as I am making music, so why not just focus on something that I really maybe have a chance of making a difference instead of just being some guy helping some firm to do something.
Yeah. I mean, that can totally get on your nerves.
But it also learned me that, you know, to be serious about the music and keep on doing it because I know that's what I'm gonna do the most of my life.
Yeah, and that's maybe a similarity between your solo work and the last Who Made Who album, because the last Who Made Who album, when we were talking about it, you told me as a band that you were taking things super seriously this time. You were not making fun out of your own music kind of in the studio, but you were like, oh no, we gotta take this super serious. Let's make a super serious pop track. Why not? We can do it. So we don't always have to have distance with irony to our own music. We can do it seriously. Was it the same when you did your solo album this time?
I think I'm more free to play around because I can also pick my musicians and my singers, which is a freedom. And I also tend to not being, because Who Made Who is a concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a concept band, but it's like being an older, like 10 years old band.
Mm-hmm.
We have different parts. So there's a lot of things that we kind of try to do new stuff, but we end up in some things that we always that feels good for the band to do, and there's no restrictions for
my
own.
There's a Who Made Who universe, whereas your world is totally open.
Yeah, and it's
more universe.
It's a new
than
act,
one.
And it's since it's a producer kind of act, I can bring in a string orchestra on one song, or I can make like a simple synthesizer beat on the other song. I'm really free to do what I want, and that's really nice. But it also, I think, it helps each other, the two things that I maybe experiment with some things that Who Made Who can use later, or the other way around.
Sure. So
I use Jeppe from Who Made Who a lot for guitars and stuff on my own stuff.
Yeah,
we really
cool.
worked close together on a lot of things.
Yeah, and then he's singing on one track, I think, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you did do the serious approach on that album as well. And what I read about the album is that the most important thing for you to find out who's going to sing on that song is the chemistry between you and the singer. The vibe has got to be right. They don't have to be like the best singers in the world as long as the vibe is right. Yeah. Have you ever been disappointed with someone? You don't have to tell names, but did you ever ask someone because you thought he's such a great singer, but then the chemistry wasn't right and the vibe wasn't right and you did throw him out of the studio or her again?
No, I've been trying to get like vocals from people where I thought, oh no, this is not good. And it's shame because maybe it's a very nice person,
yeah,
but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And that happens like sometimes. I also tried going in the studio in LA for other, you know, sessions where you just realize within a half an hour that it's not going to work out. But you have to give it a chance, first of all, because people showed up and you showed up.
Yeah.
And maybe you're lucky that it turns around.
Yeah.
But it usually doesn't work out.
So it's just like a moment kind of thing. When the chemistry is right at the first moment, it's probably going to be right for the rest of the session. But if you don't turn it around in the first 30 minutes...
Yeah, I believe very much in that. But I also believe in giving people a chance because maybe somebody have a slow starter.
Yeah.
But usually I think all the successful things I've done has been instant chemistry or instant... If you make a song... And you feel that's really good from the first half an hour, then it's good. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and then I think there's a lot of trust that you have to put into the singers because you've been working on the music with as much power that you have, you know what I'm saying? And those guys could ruin it, actually. Yeah. So you really have to trust
them. But the good thing is I can always skip them.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
And it's really fun getting mails from... When I get a mail from Nina while making the album, it's always like... It's a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
It can either be a shitty song and then it doesn't matter, or it can be the next hit single, so I don't need to worry about more hits.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's also very exciting. It's like getting remixes as well from people. If people do a remix, it's so exciting opening the mail, going to the link and listening to the song.
Yeah, and that's another thing that keeps the whole thing interesting for you while producing your own record, because you'd be like, okay, I finished the beat. I've been working on this for a few days now, and it's all in my head, and then Nina comes around with the right vocal. Yeah. I really can imagine that there must be great moments when you put those vocals on top of things and you go like, thank you, Nina. That was great.
I think that's one of the great parts about being a solo artist is that it's really open and you can use the spices that you need to make the album you want to make.
Yeah.
So it's like when you make some good food.
Yeah.
Oh, I need some chili here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't always do that as a band.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to stick with salt and pepper sometimes.
Yeah,
you
know, and one does say that there's not too good for the broth when there's too many cooks around, right?
Yeah.
Let's listen to a newer song of the new record, Love Me, Thomas Barfuth featuring Nina Kinnert oder Nina K. mit dem Stückchen Pulsing. Pulsing von Thomas Barfuth featuring Nina K. Nina K. ist übrigens auf 4 Liedern zu hören auf dieser neuen Platte. Love Me von Thomas Barfuth und hat sich quasi als Partnerin in Crime Number One herausgestellt. Nina K. is your partner in Crime Number One, right? By now.
You could say so. She said way too good. Because I wanted to have only 2 songs.
Yeah, I know.
But she just kept on sending good songs. And
because I read that you kind of tend to send like 4 songs to each singer so they can pick like 2 out of them and put something on there. But Nina K was just like singing on all 4 and sending them back to you. And they were all good.
They were all good. And because, you know, some users have been like, yeah, but Nina, and what's, you know, like writing something about that. But, you know, I wouldn't take out a very, very good song just because it wasn't strategically clever or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to have all the songs on it.
Yeah, cool. And there's some other great guests on your album, but none of which have been to your studio, right? It's just it's an email connection kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It started like that with Nina, and then actually... Yeah,
because there's one guy that lives like 1 kilometer from you, and you have never met him. Well, it's in Honey, the guy who sings Honey, right?
Sleep Party People.
Yeah.
He has a great band.
super voice as well.
Yeah, he's amazing. And you know, we live in Koming, and it's Koming so small, never met, just writing mails, never talked on the phone. And then I got this the vocal from him. He recorded like maybe 2 kilometers from my place.
Yeah, that's so funny. And you're still waiting for the moment where you both get to sit down and have a beer with each other.
We met and had beers. It was really funny.
Okay, cool. Now that's been done. That's really nice. So tonight's show, how are you gonna? What's your setup gonna be? Are you gonna use some vocal samples and
no,
do
it's
them
gonna
live
be like full live set.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, Nina couldn't do it, so I have another singer, but she's really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I have 2 drum sets.
What?
Yes. It's not like me and a laptop trying to sing.
Okay. No, but I thought you were probably building up the beats live, and then you put on the vocals.
No.
You can do stuff like that live too.
Yeah,
I could, but that sounds better.
I didn't really. That was very important for me, not to have a electronic DJ kind of live show where I have a laptop and a controller. I have an MPC. And I'm playing drums sometimes, so I have 1 drum kit. Then I have another guy who's playing drums as well. So we're kind of a lot of drums,
cool.
A lot of like synthesizer stuff like that from the MPC, and then the vocals on it. It's very rhythmical and very.
And it's basically like a live band show.
It's a proper live band, and and we're gonna evolve it. I'm looking forward to having like, because my vision is to have no laptops, only have NPCs, and then play everything, me and the drummer. He also have a 1 NPC.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. It's working really well.
Yeah, cool. And it sounds great to me, so I can invite people. I have to invite people to that because it really sounds good to me. Wer also heute Abend Thomas Barfuts Solo-Show erleben möchte, die gar keine richtige Solo-Show ist, nein, man hat einen Drummer dabei, eine Sängerin, es ist zwar nicht Nina Kay, aber eine andere Sängerin, die das auch gut kann, ist auch mit auf der Bühne. Und wer sich das Ganze live angucken möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Thomas Barfuth heute Abend am Badeschiff im Rahmen der schönen Escobar Sommerloft-Veranstaltungen. So Thomas, when are we gonna meet again? I think you have to come back with Who Made Who one more time maybe this year. Do you have plans for that?
Yeah, I'm going back to Melt. We're playing a
bit. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm
looking really forward to that.
Yeah.
Berlin, I think in the autumn.
Okay.
I have so many scheduled gigs that I just think about them 1 week before.
Yeah, sure. But Melt Festival is a good thing that we'll meet again for that, and we'll take the chance to see another.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking forward. It's going to be in the main stage, I think. In the morning or night, so it's gonna be really, really fun.
Lovely. So all the best of luck for the next shows.
Thank you.
You know where we are right now. You can come back again whenever you want. You say
I would love
to Jeppe and the other Thomas if you see them. And good fun at tonight's show. Thank you, Thomas,
Thanks for
visiting
me.
Us. Bye bye.
Bye.